This weekend retreat was given by Monsignor Timothy Thorburn at Our Lady of Good Counsel Retreat House, December 2nd to 4th, 2016, on the topic, Does Jesus Really Care? These and other recordings are available at our website, goodcounselretreat.com.
I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will tell of your name to my kin. These words are from Psalm 17, the entrance antiphon for this morning's Mass. As catechists, we know that we have the duty to tell the name of the Lord, to teach the gospel, to reveal the faith. Today is the feast of Saint Francis Xavier, and what a great feast to land on the church calendar for a catechetical retreat, a retreat for catechists. St. Francis Xavier is the patron of the missions. He was just a college kid at the University of Paris in the early 1500s when he met a certain Ignatius of Loyola, a fellow Spaniard who, after his own conversion, was in the process of founding a new order called the Jesuits. This meeting with Ignatius changed his life. Francis became a founding member of that new order and ultimately was sent as a missionary to the Far East, where he literally, at age 46, worked himself to death for the gospel. His arm is in a reliquary at the Jesuit church in Rome because with that arm he baptized over 12,000 people. He was a missionary for only 11 years, but in that 11 years he built 40 churches in India and Japan. And we have to remember that he didn't just hop on a plane and go to the Far East. It took months and months for him even to arrive at his destination. And during that time, as we know, plagues and various diseases spread very easily. So it was a miracle that he even arrived. St. Francis Xavier is famous for a 4,500-word letter that he wrote from his Far East mission back to his friends in Europe. In part, in that letter, he said, "Many, many people hereabouts are not becoming Christians for one reason only. There is nobody to make them Christians. Again and again I have thought of going around the universities of Europe, especially Paris, and everywhere crying out like a madman, riveting the attention of those with more learning than charity. What a tragedy how many souls are being shut out of heaven and falling into hell thanks to you. I wish they would work as hard at this as they do at their books and so settle up their account with God for their learning and the talents entrusted to them." The zeal of St. Francis Xavier puts us all to shame. In the collect or opening prayer of today's Mass, we prayed, "Grant that the hearts of the faithful may burn with the same zeal for the faith, and that Holy Church may everywhere rejoice in the abundance of offspring." We pray that our hearts will burn with that same zeal that St. Francis Xavier had, and that we too may produce abundance of offspring for Holy Mother Church. The zeal of St. Francis Xavier is reflected in the book of the prophet Isaiah, the first reading of the Mass. It's an inspiring reading, as you heard. These words were words of hope for the people of Israel, telling them of the days of the Messiah to come. Isaiah says, "Weep no more. Food will be provided." And what was the food that he promised? The food that he promised was bread and water. It almost sounds like prison food. I remember when I was a naughty child, my parents would threaten me and they say, you keep that up and you're going to go to the reform school in Kearney. And you're only going to get bread and water for your food. It worked for the most part, I think. Sounds like prison food, but it's actually a foreshadowing of baptism and the Eucharist, which constitute a far greater banquet than anything that the earth has to offer. But in a sense, this bread and water, even baptism and the Eucharist, really are prison food, for they sustain us in this valley of tears, this prison, on our pilgrimage way to heaven. Isaiah says, with your eyes you will see the teacher who will tell you, this is the way. Imagine if you were completely lost and somebody came up to you and said, fear not, this is the way. Isaiah tells us that this is the Messiah who will come to save us from our sins. Fear not, this is the way. That is, in fact, our duty as catechists, to tell young people that there is a way to joy, to happiness, to salvation, and that you know the way, and you would like to show them where it is. In the responsorial psalm, we said, blessed are those who wait for the Lord. Now, there is something that we moderns find that is very difficult, and that is waiting. We spoke of that before. We all want everything right now, but the Lord calls us to patience. In our world, sometimes we can get everything right now. At the click of our smartphone or whatever, we can order things from halfway around the world by just a few touches or not even a phone call anymore. But the Lord calls upon us to wait and to have patience. In the gospel, Jesus' heart was moved with pity, for he saw the people and they were like sheep without a shepherd. He said, beg the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into the field. We can see how Jesus, our Savior, inspired the words of Francis Xavier that we heard a few minutes ago, that calls every Christian to live and to preach the gospel more by what they do than by eloquent words that come from their mouths. In the entrance antiphon, Psalm 17, we are told to praise and to tell. We've considered the importance of telling the faith. Where does the praise fit in? In fact, praise gives us the ability to tell, to communicate the faith in a credible way. By praising God, speaking to him more with love than with words, we come to know him more deeply and thus can tell of him more sincerely. In the communion antiphon, we hear these words from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew. What I say to you in darkness, speak in the light, says the Lord. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. What Jesus tells us in darkness, in those quiet times of prayer and praise, he calls us to proclaim to the world. The goal of catechists is to proclaim the faith as attractively and as effectively as they can, and then stand back and let God in his grace do the heavy lifting, do the work. We want to teach children the faith so well that even if they later wander from it, they will feel that they have left a big part of their life behind them, and that emptiness will ceaselessly call them back to the Lord. Pray for those you teach now and keep praying for them long after they have left the classroom. Many of you have been teaching for a long time. Pray for those students who are seem to be disinterested, that seem to be always disobedient, causing all kinds of troubles. I taught religion at Pius High School and at St. Cecilia's in Hastings. One time a young man came up to me, he was probably in his 20s. He said, "Father, do you remember me?" And I said, "Your face is familiar." I couldn't remember his name. He said, "Well, I was your student back in Pius in 1983 or whenever it was. And I remembered him then. And I remember that he was always misbehaving. And when he wasn't misbehaving, he looked drop-dead bored, that it was the last place that he ever wanted to be." He said, "I was in your religion class. That was the best religion class I had throughout all high school." He said, "I learned so much in your class." And he said, "I still have it today." And he's practicing in his faith. And I scratched my head and I thought, where did he get that? He sure didn't get it from me, or at least it didn't seem he got it from me. But that taught me that what we say in the classroom, what we say to young people, sinks in a lot farther than oftentimes we think. And again, not because we're eloquent, but because God's grace is the one that plants that seed and waters it and makes it grow. Maybe not in our presence. We don't see it grow. But the Lord makes it grow at a later time. So think of your students in the past and frequently bring them before the Lord. And let us today invoke the powerful intercession of that great saint of the missions, Saint Francis Xavier, to help us in this blessed work. Saint Francis Xavier, pray for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.